Part 3. Major Penny Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review major penny disputes in large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magdadero reports that Patriot Coal Corp. could know by the end of August whether a district judge in St. Louis, Missouri, will uphold a late May ruling by a bankruptcy judge allowing the coal producer to modify union contracts and the guarantee of lifetime medical care for retirees. Previously, after conducting a trial, U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Kathy A. Surratt states concluded in late May that Patriot met each of the five requirements for modifying labor contracts and retiree health benefits. The United Mine Workers Union appealed. The union filed its brief on July 2nd, explaining why the bankruptcy judge was in error. Patriot's brief followed on July 26th. The union's reply brief was due by August 7th. The matter is before U.S. District Judge Carol E. Jackson. Patriot has asserted that the union's appeal is futile because Judge Jackson can't overturn findings of fact by Judge Surratt states unless they were, quote, clearly erroneous. The appeals were filed in the first week of June. The appeal is United Mine Workers of America v. Patriot Coal Corp., U.S. District Court, Eastern District, Missouri, St. Louis. Patriot is the 10th largest coal producer in the U.S. The company employs about 4,000 people, about 41% of whom are union members. It filed for bankruptcy in July last year after being hit hard by dropping coal prices brought on by a glut of cheap natural gas. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Stephen Rhodes agreed with Detroit at a July 24th hearing and stopped lawsuits challenging the city's bankruptcy, declaring his courtroom as the exclusive venue for legal action in the largest filing by a local government in United States history. Judge Rhodes' decision was a major victory for Detroit, especially after Ingham County Judge Rosemary Aquilina, in the first week of July, said Governor Rick Snyder ignored the Michigan Constitution and acted illegally in approving Detroit's bankruptcy filing. That ruling and others had threatened to derail the case. Retirees had sued, claiming the bankruptcy threatened their pensions that are protected by the Constitution. Detroit has about 21,000 retired workers who are owed benefits, with underfunded obligations of about $3.5 billion for pensions and $5.7 billion for retiree health coverage. There are three lawsuits in state courts challenging the bankruptcy. They mostly focus on a provision in the Michigan Constitution that says public pensions, quote, shall not be diminished or impaired. Pensions have not been frozen or reduced in the bankruptcy so far, but officials say there are shortfalls in the funds and that payouts could be at risk. In March, the governor appointed Kevin Orr, a bankruptcy expert, as Detroit's emergency manager. Mr. Orr had sweeping powers to reshape city finances, but recommended bankruptcy after failing to reach any significant deals with creditors, including Wall Street bankers and Detroit pension funds. Many of those creditors, however, accused him of being inflexible and believed bankruptcy always was the plan. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Charlotte, North Carolina, presided over trial, which started on July 22nd, that seeks to resolve the issue of how much Garlock Sealing Technologies, LLC, owes individuals who have been or will be diagnosed with mesothelioma. Garlock says its liability to current and future asbestos victims is $125 million. An expert witness for the company testified in the last of July that Garlock has already paid at least $1.3 billion in related damages. Attorneys representing victims nationwide are not impressed. They say the company owes $1.3 billion more. U.S. bankruptcy judge George Hodges oversees the dispute over the valuation of Garlock's asbestos liability. Based in Palmyra, New York, Garlock, a subsidiary of Enpro Industries of Charlotte, makes seals and gaskets for industries including petrochemicals, power generation, mining, and pharmaceuticals. These products produce asbestos, a known carcinogen. The company filed for bankruptcy in 2010. To get out of bankruptcy, Garlock must come up with a figure to cover future payments to those who blame company products for their cancer or other illnesses. In court filings, Garlock placed liability, quote, at or near zero, saying its products are safe, but agreed to set up a $270 million trust fund to cover claims. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.